Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, O God. Oh, you're awesome, O God. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, for in your presence, O God, there's fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, I want to talk to you today about healing. I want to talk to you today about what the scripture says about healing, about miracles, signs, and wonders. I want you to know today, there is nothing too hard for God. Think about that for a minute. And just like we heard the song say, if he loves us enough to feed us, and if he loves us enough to clothe us, don't you think that he loves us enough to heal us? He does. So let's look at the scripture here. Many people have questions. Is it God's will to heal? Well, I want to answer that question for you right off the bat. It absolutely is. And here's a question for you. Did Jesus do the will of the Father? So in John, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse, this is what it says. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. You see, Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. Now, everyone who came to Jesus for healing in the whole Bible got healed. Let's look at Luke, the 6th chapter, starting in verse 17. And he came down with him and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. Verse 18. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all. Yes, we know that it's God's will to heal, and Jesus is the healer. Here's another question. Is healing for today? Well, Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed back then, he'll heal today. And yes, he did heal back then. And yes, he is still healing us today. You see, there's never been a day of miracles. There is only a God of miracles. Now, the way that we obtain these precious promises and healing is you got to have faith in God. And one scripture says in Hebrews 11, chapter in the 6th verse, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the question I might ask is, why did God say it's impossible to please him without faith? You may be able to think of some of your own, but let me give you a few. You hear? Without faith, there's no way possible that we can have a relationship with the Father. And Jesus said the greatest of all commandments was that we love the Lord thy God with all of our heart and our soul, our mind and our strength. The greatest commandment of all. And the next one was likened to it, that we love our neighbors as ourselves. So, without faith, we can't have no relationship with our Father, because our Father is a faith God. Without faith, you live a hard life, because the way of the transgressor is hard. No gifts from God here on this earth. Although God has all the healing that you might need deliverance, the blessings, the benefits, your family blessed. He has everything that we might need. But without faith, we can have none of those things. Yes, faith is an unstoppable force.